President Montenegro thanks the Afghan delegation for presenting the national report. As Brody testifies, since the Taliban takeover, the de facto authorities have continued to perpetrate egregious human rights abuses and violations, entrenching the climate of fear and oppression. They have steadily dismantled institutional and specialized judicial protection for human rights and eroded the rule of law. Fundamental freedoms have been dramatically curtailed and civic space suffocated. Any individual seen as disobeying government decrees face arbitrary arrest, detention, torture and ill treatment, including the sexual abuse of women and gender-related killings or femicide. Afghan girls and women are most severely exposed to widespread institutional and systemic discrimination and oppression, unparalleled anywhere in the world. Harsh restrictions and bans imposed on Afghan women in education, employment, legal remedies, health, dress code, and freedom of movement have led to their wholly erasure from political and public life. Montenegro recommends to Afghanistan, one, to immediately and unconditionally release all individuals who have been arrested for exercising their rights to freedom of expression, association, and peace of assembly, and two, to rescind all bans, discriminatory edicts, and harmful practices introduced since August 2021 that specifically targeted women and girls. We wish Afghanistan a successful review. Thank you.